Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. Today I want to talk to you about should you do cardio or weights first. Let's take a scenario into mind that you're running late, you get to the gym and it's packed. There isn't a single cardio machine available, so what do you do? Do you wait for the machine or just find something else to do? Surprisingly, the order of exercise is important when it comes to your goals or what you want to accomplish from your workout. So why is it a tough decision? For those just starting to work out, doing cardio seems like an attractive option. You burn a lot of calories in a short amount of time, but as you work, your workout starts taking on more, prioritizing the important aspects and the exercises that will help you reach your goals becomes important. Even though cardio does burn calories, it depletes your glucose stores, therefore leaving less in the bank in the tank when you finally do get to the strength part of your workout. And your muscles may already be fatigued, which could make it harder to do your strength workout. So which should you do first? Here are some guidelines to consider whenever you're getting into your workout. If you're looking to improve endurance or speed, if you're an athlete and you're looking to build more endurance or speed, it may be important for you to focus on your cardio first. Not only are you able to boost the intensity of the workout, the exercise may be easier since you have more stored energy. Studies have also shown that even one strength training session may ruin your endurance performance. Now, if you're looking for strength, again, if you're looking to put on muscle or increase your strength, then it's important to do your strength training first. During strength training, use a lot of stored energy sources and not oxygen like you would with cardio. And if your glucose stores are used up due to doing cardio before, you may have less energy to fuel your strength training session. This could limit the amount of muscle you can add or even how much strength you will gain. Now, what if you're wanting to, lose body fat? So if you're looking to lose body fat, you should be doing your strength training first and cardio second. Strength training leads to muscle development, which could speed up your metabolism. In fact, some studies have shown you can increase your metabolism by as much as 7%, and you could lose up to 4 pounds more or less. If you want to lose weight, choose strength first, then cardio to burn the extra calories. There are many chances where you may need to choose to do cardio over strength or vice versa. Choosing the right exercise is important to get you closer to your goals. If you're looking for weight loss, general fitness, or improvements in strength or muscular development, doing your strength training first could be the best option. If you're looking to run a marathon, for example, doing cardio first will be the best choice to build your endurance. If you're unsure where to start, it's important to first look at your goals and ask yourself which method will get you closer to reaching your goal. Once you determine that, the sky's the limit. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Keep Fit Simple podcast. If you did enjoy it, give us a 5-star rating, review, or share with your family and friends. Also, subscribe to Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a good day and keep fit simple.